Welcome back to the No Stars to All Stars podcast here with your host, Max Brooks. And today, as a baseball player myself, and as we get towards the end of the year here in the college baseball season, I just wanted to go over the NAIA College World Series and the school that hosts that and some of the talent that they are able to put into the major leagues and really just show again that anywhere you go in the AI can get you to any place you want to be, whether that's in sport or in general, just anything you want to do to make it as successful as possible, because even at smaller schools, it is doable. This year, the NAIA World Series is taking place from May 24th to May 31st, so the back half of this month, as next week regional sites, or teams are eventually going to get the regional sites and start playing there. But the school where the national title is held, the NAIA World Series, as it is called, is held at Lewis and Clark State College. It is a public four-year university in Lewiston, Idaho. And a lot of teams for the NAIA will have the road to Lewiston and basically try and say they're going, trying to get to the NAIA World Series. This college was founded in 1893. The enrollment is around 3,600. So the NAIA World Series is the second longest tenured event for a national title in the nation, only behind the D2 women's basketball in Sioux City, Iowa. So Lewiston, Idaho has held the NAIA World Series for a long time. It hosted from 1984 to 1991 before it was moved, and has since been moved back and has been there since the year 2000. It's really cool to have tradition like that. I enjoy tradition, especially when it comes to smaller sports like this, so I'm glad that it's been held there. It's not exactly like this enticing place like Idaho. Cool, I bet it's a great place. I love the Boise State Broncos, but it's just really cool to see that a small town or a small area with a small school can host a big event for really something like this. Lewis and Clark, as it's more known, is the winningest program in all of NAIA baseball, and it has put 18 big leaguers into the MLB, not counting the players that got signed and only played in minor league deals. They have sent 18 guys to the professional league, and I do want to go over a couple of the latest two they have sent to the professionals. Those would be Connor Brogdon and Seth Brown. The first guy to hit a home run from Lewis and Clark was Steve Decker. He hit the first big league home run for Lewis and Clark off Tom Glavine. So a good arm, a good swing, and the first home run for him. But again, the two guys I wanted to go over were Seth Brown and Connor Brogdon. Seth Brown is an outfielder first baseman for the Oakland Athletics. Oakland Athletics playing good ball this year. Seth Brown's gotten off to a rough start, but in college he did not have a rough start at all. He hit .386 with an on-base percentage of .462 and slugged a .785 with 23 home runs. So Seth Brown was a menace in Lewiston, Idaho, and a great hitter for Lewis and Clark. A fantastic hitter. Truly did a lot of damage at the plate and has been able to follow up some of that success here in the big leagues. As Seth Brown, his best MLB year, he hit .230 with an on-base percentage of .305 and slugged the .444 with 25 home runs. So more home runs than he hit in college. Now he played many more games in the big league season. But it is cool to see that a guy that had great success in college at the NAIA level has been able to transition his success over into the big leagues. He was an above-league average hitter that year, and he's been in the league since 2019, so 19 to 2024, all for Oakland, working up service time. I think he's finally going to be able to hit free agency here in a couple years, truly make his money, the money he wants to make. And then, again, another player from Lewis and Clark, Connor Brogdon, a pitcher. He has pitched for two teams, both teams this year, he changed teams this year to eventually pitch for the Dodgers this year. He just got put on the 15-day injured list, so I wish him the best of luck in healing up. But at Lewis and Clark, he pitched in 80 innings. He had a 2.92 ERA. He had 99 strikeouts, so one short of 100 on the year, which is crazy to think about, a pitcher getting to 100 strikeouts. It's absurd. Almost over, it's around 1.5 an inning. It's wild stats when there's only three outs in an inning. And at Lewis and Clark, he finished 8-1 and had a save as well. So truly a very good season there from Brogdon at Lewis and Clark. The best MLB year he has posted He pitched in 27 or 57 innings. He posted a 3.43 ERA, 50 strikeouts. He went 5-4 and had a save. So again, a very solid year for Brogdon. A great job staying and just pitching the solid 3.43 ERA. It's around 3 innings per 9 innings. He only pitched in 50, so out of the bullpen to have a lower ERA than or have the ERA he did. A very good job from Brogdon there. And he finished with a winning record. And finishing with a winning record, especially MLB, is nothing to scoff at. He's been in the MLB since 2020. So again, first year in the big leagues, COVID year. So tough to adjust, tough to get started in a COVID year like that. No fans, constantly traveling, dealing with everything that came with COVID. We all dealt with it. But being a rookie in the big leagues can't be easy. Making your first appearance in the big leagues as just as a rookie during COVID, truly adjusting. So finally getting to adjust in 2020, which is when he posted his best year with a 3.43 ERA. So a very good job from Connor Brogdon there. And these stats just show, again, like what I've said in every podcast, that you can get the job done if you work hard enough, you put the effort in, if you are blessed athletically enough. That's a big part of it. But going to an NAIA school doesn't truly shut down everything with dreams. If you want to be a professional athlete now, it does take to be gifted athletically, but there's guys at schools that can get the job done. We've seen them here with Tone last year playing pro ball, now Caleb Fierstake playing pro ball. It's happened that guys at this college have gone into playing pro ball now, not the MLB obviously, but who knows. We have Lewis and Clark, a college that hosts the NAIA World Series, and I just want to go over it because I think it's the only NAIA school that hosts a national title game. So a fantastic just showcase of talent here or ability from a school to put on an event like this. And I also want to go break it down because we're starting to get into that time for baseball. And it was just wanted to go over a cool little snippet for the NAIA World Series in my No Stars to All Stars podcast, as that will do it all for this episode here with Max.